For the first time, lawmakers are considering statewide regulations on trapping in response to complaints about pets getting caught in traps, particularly along the rail belt.
You let your dog off a leash, and poof, suddenly it's caught in a trap. I'm not opposed to trappers. I just want a reasonable accommodation for other user groups.
That's Representative Josephson. He wants to make it illegal to set traps within 200 feet of public trails, but he's getting a lot of pushback from the trapping community. Peter Buest has been trapping since he was a kid.
I'm a product of public school math, but to me that works out to about 50 acres closed to trapping for every mile of trail. You take millions of acres out of, close it to trapping.
When Buest came to Alaska in the 1970s, he founded the Alaska Trappers Association, also known as ATA.
We kind of saw the handwriting on the wall and what was coming in a more urbanized Alaska here and there. We were starting to see that people didn't understand what went on in the rest of Alaska, and particularly bush areas.
In addition to better observance of leash laws, Buest thinks the issue is best resolved at the local level, an opinion that other legislators have echoed in public hearings.
The one-size-fits-all approach of just limiting trappers is, it's not fair.
Josephson is skeptical of that approach.
That leaves people who criticize the problem of dogs getting caught in traps with only having one remedy, and that is the Board of Game. They're basically a voice piece for trappers. They will 99% of the time side with trappers. That's just what they do.
So that leaves both sides at odds. For Buest, the proposed legislation is evidence of a common misunderstanding of the trapping community. He says this misunderstanding hasn't been helped by the media, who often portray trappers as, quote, Neanderthals.
Especially the more, urbanized type of people, or people that don't have exposure to it in general, think, we're just brutal, we like torturing animals and all this stuff.
That's Trapper Tyler Friel.
The vast majority of trappers, avoid setting traps on public, high-use trails. Most trappers understand that everybody has the right to be out there, and no trapper wants to catch somebody's dog or anything like that.
But Josephson doesn't buy the urban-rural divide argument.
Although I don't trap, I understand Alaska very, very well. I mean, I've lived here 52 years. I've lived twice in rural Alaska.
He's determined to do something at the state level.
I'm troubled by this belief that the trappers have a right to trap wherever they want, whenever they want to. It's very much an all or nothing type of position.
Josephson is reworking his bill, but if he can't get it through, he says he'll settle for a law that explicitly gives local governments the authority to regulate trapping. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.